Welcome back, everybody, to Rantpocalypse Talks The Walking Dead. I'm Justin.
Hey, I'm Kelly, and together we are the world's greatest mother and son podcast duo.
Of all time that happens to podcast about The Walking Dead and does it occasionally on every once in a while days.
Yes, every sometimes quarterly.
Yes, the best mother and son quarterly Walking Dead podcast that you've ever heard in your lives. So I'm actually really glad to be back doing the full discussion because it gives us a chance to really, you know, I would say talk a whole lot about The Walking Dead, but a lot of the times it's really just us bullshitting for about an hour about everything that's going on in our lives. And I also wanted to say, it was really nice. I put something on our little mini review that we put out earlier in the week. I don't really know what made me put that in there.
I guess because sometimes because I was embarrassed about it afterwards.
Well, the thing is, I look at our numbers on our podcast downloads, and I noticed something that our mini reviews get less downloads than our full discussions. Which is weird to me because they're earlier in the week, which usually means that you're going to get more downloads for that episode, right? Because it just aired. Yeah. People are like, ooh, I want to hear other people talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're probably like me. They work in this lame-ass office where nobody fucking watches The Walking Dead, and I just want to choke all of them out and be like, what do you do with your lives? What are you watching that's so cool that you don't watch The Walking Dead,
What's
losers?
What's wrong with you that you stay working for some lame-ass people like that?
I don't know. It's called I Gotta Make Money.
Yeah.
I'm not at the point yet, and especially now that I'm getting older, can't quite sell my body out for food. I haven't heard of the grocery stores paying you with food for booty time. I just don't think that works. I haven't heard that. I mean, I keep waiting on that exchange rate, but it just doesn't happen.
You know, obviously, for some of you, we're, you know, just a voice, and you haven't seen Justin's physique, but he's a very slim individual.
Yes.
But he eats like a damn horse. I mean, like every 15 minutes. I'm glad I'm coming to see you this weekend. Thank God, because you can eat your own freaking food. When you come to my house, it's like, oh my God, my whole monthly budget I spent on one weekend just to feed you.
It is pretty bad, but it's because whenever we get together on the weekends, we play a lot of video games because we record them for our YouTube channel, which I'm finally getting around to putting up on our YouTube channel because we got really preoccupied with doing a lot of TV shows, Westworld, Walking Dead, The Strain for a little bit, even though we never finished up The Strain. Yeah. I still have not seen the season finale of The Strain. Oopsie. I need to go back and watch that, but so whenever we get together, it's just we play a lot of games, so that apparently makes me really hungry.
Apparently
I'm gonna eat a lot this weekend as well, because I know we're gonna be playing some Telltale's The Walking Dead, and I think we're gonna be playing some more State of Decay, and I think I'm gonna get you on some PSVR. So if you want to see all of these glorious things, just go to our YouTube channel. But it's Rantpocalypse, by the way, so in case you didn't know. But I just put that out there because I was just kind of curious. I was like, this is weird. You know, our full discussions are getting more downloads, but we haven't done them for the last 2 weeks. So I just wanted to kind of gauge if people are still interested in those. Like, the temperature, yes. Mm-hmm. I was taking the temperature of what our listeners would want us to do the most of. Like, because we do that mini review for the YouTube channel, so we're on video, and a lot of times I edit the videos down a lot more than I do the podcasts. For some weird reason, I'm just like really anal about editing the videos down so much, because honestly, it's because if you ever have done a YouTube video in your life, then you'll relate to this. There's a lot of really mean people on YouTube.
People be bitches.
Yeah, people be very mean. on YouTube. So it's like, if you don't get right into the episode or right into what you're talking about, then people yell at you and they say that they wish you would die and that they can't even believe that you were born.
This whole 5-minute thing we've just done on not even talking about the episode, we would be just, they would they would eviscerate us.
Oh, most definitely eviscerate us. But our YouTube channel has been going really well. And that's kind of why we've been scaling back on our podcasts and everything, is because most importantly, we want to grow
the money.
YouTube.
I'm sorry.
Show me the money. That is right.
It is right because we want to quit the day jobs and do nothing but play video games and talk about TV shows full time. That's what we want our jobs to be. So.
Yes, that's what we would love our jobs to be. And YouTube, there's an actual way you can do that, just to kind of behind the scenes. You have Google AdSense, which basically you make money on ads. Now, you can do that with podcasts as well, but I don't really know how to do that at all. I don't know how people make money with podcasts other than doing subscription-based stuff, kind of like how Bald Move does. They've got the Bald Move Club. People use Patreon. People, I guess, they'll just do PayPal donations, that kind of stuff. But we don't have a large enough audience at this point to where for podcasting that it would sustain that. I don't think. I don't know. I don't really know how it works with podcasting. But I do know with YouTube, it's pretty easy. Like you put ads at the front of your videos or in the middle of videos, wherever, and you get enough views, clicks, watch time, and they give you monies. Now, not much money.
Right.
Not much at all.
It isn't. I think we made $2. Last month, which was awesome. Making
any money is awesome.
I know, exactly. I was so excited. We were like, yes, we're in the dollars. So that's why when you go to YouTube and you watch a video, if it's somebody that, you know, that you support, that a channel that you like, watch their stupid ad at the beginning. Just sit there through it. Don't hit the, you know, you can click off of this in 4, 3, 2, 1. So, yeah.
Do you watch them more often now?
I do a lot.
I do too now.
On ours, on other people's, but on ours. No, I'm kidding. No, I do on everybody's.
So that's how we're really getting these views.
Oh, yeah, because it's just me. I'm sitting around all damn day.
Just clicking on the video.
Oh,
clicking
my God.
I'm so sick of
hearing us.
Oh, it is funny. If you have never checked our YouTube channel out, we would really appreciate it, even if you just like hit the subscribe button or, you know, whatever, just to go check it out. We have some fun stuff on there, but it's been going tremendously well for the last, 2 weeks?
No, 72 hours. 72 hours.
Well, that's true. Yeah, I guess since Saturday.
Yes.
It's been amazing, the growth that we've seen. We just passed the 4,000 subscriber mark on our YouTube channel. I know, it's so fucking cool. It's like I wanted 1,000. That was our goal. Like, we started
the
YouTube channel.
That was your goal, not my goal.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm Mr. Pessimistic when it comes to everything. That was my goal for 2016, was to get to 1,000 subscribers. And at that point, I was like, if we get there, I feel pretty good about that. That's pretty awesome for a year, you know, brand new doing YouTube.
Yeah.
And I thought that would have been rad. But to get 4,000, I don't even know what to fucking do with myself. That is just so cool. And I feel weird sharing this on a podcast. I feel like I should be sharing this on the actual YouTube channel.
I know, but you can't tell people on YouTube these things, because then they'll hurt us. They'll unsubscribe.
Then they're like, you were happy for a second, fuckers. Yeah. I'm going to unsubscribe to your channel now.
Can't let you be happy. Well, yeah. I mean, we've gained a lot of subscribers over the past week because I cried. Mm-hmm. So what does that tell you right there?
Cry and tears and lack of joy equals subscribers.
Exactly. So, I mean, we can't act happy on there about things.
No. Yeah. I mean, I do think that it's the extremes, though. It's either you're super happy or you're super assholery or you're super sad. And those are the two levels of YouTube. Like, there's... Right. It's very hard to be normal people on YouTube.
And that's been our biggest issue, because I think we're fairly normal.
Yeah, exactly.
And we just go on there and we like hanging out with each other, and so we have a good time, and people are like, fuck this. These people, you know, I want to see a mom and her son just, you know, going at each other, just telling each other, you're a piece of shit. No, you're a piece of shit. That's what they're looking for.
That's true. They're not looking for normal, that just talking about you know, everyday life, or talking about your bullshit that you had to do earlier that day, your crappy jobs, or whatever it is. They're definitely not into that whatsoever.
But, YouTube is just weird. It really is weird, and that is why it always makes us feel bad when we do get away from our long form podcast, because this is where we feel like we get to just, you know. We get to hang out with each other and hang out with you guys, and, you know, and actually I don't have Justin looking over my shoulder and like, you know, stop talking, Mom. Stop talking.
Wrap it up. This video's got to be succinct.
Exactly. I'm sorry, but I wrote the script for you. Say what's in the script.
Hey, that's exactly what directors do, right? Or just, mm-hmm. well, not directors, mm-hmm. but the screenwriters are like, mm-hmm. I wrote the fucking words on the mm-hmm. page, man. Mm-hmm. You just read the words. I don't need your ad lib.
Yeah. It's always weird.
I need your improvisation.
My words are shorter than your words.
I'm like, Mom, here's your little script.
Yeah, just if you'll just say that little part, then I'm going to add a whole bunch behind it, Mom, of my stuff.
Negan punched Carl. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, good. Good job,
that's
Mom.
All
good,
I need.
Good.
That's
you're,
all I need.
You're good. Good day. Good day. You killed it today. You killed it.
Yeah. Just, hey, you just send me a check. I don't care. That'd be fine.
Well, that's very true.
If you would just send me some money.
Yeah. If somebody just sent me money for about 10 seconds of work, I'd be right as rain with mm-hmm. that. So mm-hmm. I did just want to read a few things because I really appreciated this. I thought it was awesome. We got an email from Kenneth. He said, Kelly and Justin, please, please, please continue to do the long reviews of the podcast. I drive a ton for work, so your podcast helps me get through the day. I can't go on without it. There. Is that dramatic enough for you? LOL. Smiley face with the tongue out.
That was very nice.
No, we really... that one was very nice. We got one from... where's it at? Oh, Christy. Justin and Kelly, I miss your longer podcast on iTunes. Before I want to say I love your opener to the podcast. I thought something happened since you weren't available every Monday. I love your first response. I can listen to Monday morning at work. So aww. How about... Yeah, I guess because that's when we... Because we used to do them Sunday night... right after the episode aired, and I do miss doing that. But we just got so sick of the AMC commercials.
Yes.
Well, yeah, and you have to be at work at 4 a.m. or whatever. So
yeah, it's way early, but it's just if they didn't have so many damn commercials, I'd be fine. But it's just like mm-hmm. God, I can't do it. So
yeah, they've been killing us with these commercials, especially with the hour and a half long episodes. That's rough to do a podcast or anything afterwards. But we've been pretty good about making sure every Monday, whenever we get off of work, coming home, doing the podcast, the videos, and all that stuff. So I did want to get into it real quick, her question, so we can just start off here.
Hang on one second. I'm going to, Elizabeth sent something, Shmoopy. Okay, let's see. Where is it?
Oh, by the way, go check out her podcast, Brain's Gone Bad.
Mm-hmm.
She just interviewed Olivia this week, yeah, I believe, mm-hmm. and Mahoney.
Yeah, so it was a great interview. And if you haven't already done so, you need to go get her series that she did on. She's not finished yet. Bitch needs to finish. I've been bugging her, and she said she's just not feeling
this is
it
bitch
yet.
Bitch with love, right?
Yes, bitch with love. Paula's backstory. Which has been, it's been super great, but she pulled a Gimple on me and left me with a cliffhanger and then hasn't followed up. And so I'm a little upset about that. So
son of a bitch.
She did say, I am interested in the podcast. That's in all caps. Then she said, I love the podcast. I listen to them all. So, all right. So there you go. Oh, and then she said, she did say, what you are saying doesn't make you a sinner, but also makes you a tremendous shit. Oh, that was just in response to the things that we said on the podcast. But anyway, thank you very much, Elizabeth, for sending us that message on Facebook. So yes. The thing was, I didn't know you'd put that out there until she sent me that. I'm like, God, what did we say?
Yeah, what did we say on the... Yeah, that was me after I'd already edited everything. I was just like, I think the main reason why I put it on there is because I feel bad sometimes because I do edit a lot of our good stuff out of the videos, which I need to stop doing, and just put those up on, you know, put those audio forms up on the podcast. So,
yeah.
But I'll do better about that in the future, because we do talk for quite a bit, and then it's just I edit them down with the video. But then by the time I get them done, it's so late, and I'm just like, oh, I just want to put this, use mm-hmm. this audio. And but yeah, so, and then Sam, he sent us an email. Podcast Beasts was the subject, which I really like. I thought that was badass. And he just said, hey, gang, keep the podcast going. Joe, we apologize because we never got to the strain. Even he says at the end of his the end of his email, because he just said, you know, please keep the podcast coming. It's the only way I actually listen to you guys. I would love to be more involved with the YouTube, but when you have three kids, it's hard to find the time to watch them. I listen to the podcast in my car on my way to work and back, and I love your discussions, even the ones that seem to go off the rails from time to time, like this one.
Yes.
Yeah, this is definitely one of those. I like the positive attitude you take towards The Walking Dead, especially now where it seems trendy to bash on it as much as possible. I'm talking to you, IO9 and Gizmodo. You can always count on IO9 to have the most clickbaity headline about The Walking Dead, like every single week. Like, let me just for you people that don't look at these types of things, I'm just gonna type in The Walking Dead. IO9, and let's just see what comes up. The Walking Dead just shit the bed. Seriously? The Walking Dead season premiere wasn't worth it. The Walking Dead was fun for the first time ever. On The Walking Dead, stupidity is suddenly a much stupidity is suddenly a much bigger problem than the zombies.
Just FYI, Justin, this is all being recorded, so your reading skills. I don't want to hear any more shit about mine.
It wasn't there. The problem was I just typed. I just typed it in
Whatever.
Google, asshole.
Uh-huh.
And the rest of the headline was cut off because they went too long on the damn headline.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and then this one is Negan might do something that was once impossible, and.
Slip his dick down Rick's throat.
I have a bet that they're probably saying that. Actually, it's nothing bad. I was thinking that they were gonna be really try to be really clever with their headline of, you know, Negan might do something that was once impossible, and that's like kill the Walking Dead ratings. I figured that's where they were going with that, but they didn't go there. They didn't go there. But Joe, you're so right. I can always count them because I follow them on Twitter. Monday morning, there's always some kind of catchy, you know, The Walking Dead sucks at life type of article.
Yeah.
But he said, at the same time, you hold the show accountable. I try to email every week about the show if I can. And he said, I love the podcast, even the Strain podcast that's been abandoned until next season, apparently. So, yes, sorry about that.
Yeah, next season.
We are assholes.
Next season.
Yeah, exactly. We'll come back. We'll do like five episodes, and then we'll be out again.
I feel so bad because, I mean, that was our one podcast that we got in from day one, which now we can say that about Westworld as well, because actually I like to tell people we were doing Westworld before the rest of those assholes jumped on Westworld. We were on it. Wait, were we not like one of the first three?
We were definitely one of the first five Westworld podcasts, that's for sure.
And then they kicked left us behind. But
yeah, then they were like, okay, you guys can move on out.
You
the
can
way.
Move out. Just it's thank you for holding our place. Please, please go. So anyway, but yeah.
Very true. Okay. Well, let's see how long we're into this episode. We are
18 minutes and 58 seconds in.
That's got to be a world record for
it
us.
It is. This is probably the longest we've ever gone.
In a long time, at least.
It's
probably been since we first started doing this podcast that we would go this long without talking about really anything to do with The Walking Dead.
Well, no, we've been talking about The Walking Dead. We just, you know, sort of.
Yeah,
So you want to sort of talk about this episode?
I do. I do want to talk about it. Okay. I wrote a bunch of notes down. I don't know where I put my notepad somewhere, and
we're
going to
call me Kelly No Notes for tonight because... Since I'm coming to your house this weekend, I couldn't sit still and watch, which is horrible.
Yeah.
Because I had shit to do. Yeah. And so I was making a lot of mental notes. Normally I have like five pages of notes, but they're more mental this time. So,
I mean, mental notes are okay, but I also know how our brains work.
Oh, yeah.
mental notes sometimes not so good.
Not so good.
I had some freaking awesome notes that I was so excited about. I've got to go find them. So do you think you can hold the podcast for about?
Please don't do that to me.
25 seconds. I think you got this. I think what you should do right now is I want you to tell the podcast listeners about your new dog.
Oh, okay. I can do that.
Yes. Talk about your new dog.
I'm going to talk about my new dog.
I'll be back. Bye.
Okay. All right. See you. So, yeah, I do have a brand new puppy that he's kind of keeping me up and wearing my butt out, but he's so adorable that everybody that meets him wants to give him things. I mean, every drive-through, everywhere I go, people want to adopt this little dog. And he's not adoptable, for one, because he's mine. But he got hurt, like, immediately, like, within just a couple of days of us getting him. And so he had to have his eye sewn shut. And at first, his eye had all this pressure on it that made it look like it was all blown out of his face, kind of like Glenn after Negan first hit him with the bat. So we thought, oh, well, you know, that'd be a great name. We'll call him Glenn. Well, my husband's name is Glenn, so we couldn't do that. And then we thought, oh, well, he's going to lose his eye, so we'll call him Carl. Well, my husband's dad's name is Carl, so he didn't want to do that. So anyway, but he's great.
People
now.
Stop listening to the podcast by now.
Fuck you.
I'm just kidding. I was listening. I still think you should name him Carl.
Yeah. I don't know. I think now it would just be weird since we took the stitches out of his eye yesterday, and he has two eyes. So
but you can just put a patch on his eye. Like
that's what I wanted.
Even if he can see again.
Little gauze patch around it.
Yeah.
So his name has been lately, I've been going with Rooster, for Rooster Cogburn, who also is a patched dude on True Grit.
No.
So, but that's, I don't think it's going to stick either. So.
No, not a fan of Rooster.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm calling him Little Man. How do you like that? That's what he answers to is Little Man, which is going to be super fun when my 6'5" husband goes to competitions and goes, Little Man,
Little Man,
come here, Little Man.
Little Man, get over here.
It's our turn, Little Man. So, yeah, that's going to be fun.
At least he doesn't answer to, like, Little Shit or something like that.
I mean, just Little Man. He's like, oh, my God, she's calling me. She wants me to come over and hang out with her. I'm her Little Man. Fuck all y'all. I'm her Little Man. So.
He's an awesome dog, even though I haven't seen him in person. But he seems super sweet and takes the definitely the cutest dog pictures that I've seen next to my dog, of course, because Mac's the cutest. Okay, I found my notes. They were in my jacket pocket. So
okay, so can I go to bed now?
Yeah, you can go to bed now. Thanks. You got your talking in.
Okay.
So, no.
God,
just,
I hate you so bad.
No, you cannot go to bed. But I want to just go straight into some feedback that we got. How about that?
Oh, more feedback?
Yeah. Oh, actually, this is feedback about the episode. This isn't feedback about to make us feel good about ourselves.
Oh, okay, good, gotcha.
Yes, even though I did not read Robin's, and hers was really nice. But just know that I read it, Robin. And you don't need to feel bad at all. Like, it wasn't the purpose to make people feel bad.
It sounded like it. It was whiny. I was like, oh, my God, was he whiny? That's what I asked Elizabeth. And and she's like, hell yeah.
Oh, man. I did not realize I was whiny. It wasn't.
She didn't say that.
Well, but it could have been. It could have been whiny. I mean, you know, full disclosure, it was really late I finally got to bed that night. And so I don't really remember what I said. I just knew I'd put it on there and I was like, maybe not the best idea, but whatever. I'm just glad that some people wrote back and was like, yes, we do like the full like discussions because I'm not going to lie. It's just it is tough, you know, with when you don't get a lot of feedback and stuff, which we haven't for years, you know. We have like a few people that are awesome and like send us lots of feedback, and they are kick ass. Robin, you're one of them.
Yeah, because you know, Robin, Joe. I think Robin, I know, has been with us since the beginning, since I think our first little podcast.
She's been there since my mom saw me naked.
Uh huh.
Podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So
which if you're new and you never heard that one, that's out there.
Go look for it, because those were the most fun podcasts you will ever listen to in your entire life.
I don't know about that, but they were definitely podcasts.
Those were fun.
They were a lot of fun. I definitely miss doing our Master Crap Theater.
Me too.
We used to do a lot of random.
We used to always drink.
I'm drinking right now. I don't know what's wrong with you.
Yeah.
I'm drinking right meow.
You told me you were gonna get water.
I got water too, but I got booze with it. I'm drinking. I'm doing my new drinking habit is, I only drink stuff with water now. Like, so right now I've got this vodka that is, no, I'm, t- it's, you'll try it this weekend
it.
When you come. No, okay. it's so good. Right now I'm doing Deep Eddie's. It's like lemon vodka with water. It is amazing. It's so good. And you know, for all you other old bastards out there like me, when you drink stuff that's really sugary, the next day you feel like crap.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, definitely. You old bastards. I mean, I don't know what you're talking about, but actually, it was because it was weird. I got sick the weekend before last with a hangover, horrible, horrible hangover, horrible. And it was just from drinking too many Red Bulls the night before. No alcohol. It was just the sugar.
Yeah. No, the Red Bulls will get you. Mm-hmm. And too many. I mean, that's why I do the sugar free. Anytime I drink vodka, Red Bulls or anything like that, got to do the sugar free. But I'll do Sprite vodka, and those are just as bad because there's just so much sugar in Sprites and stuff like that. But yeah, I do whiskey. Well, Bullet Bourbon is my favorite bourbon, and do just bourbon and water. So good. And then this Deep Eddie's lemon vodka.
I'm telling you, if you're out there,
if you're out there and you need a good drink and you don't want to, you know, feel like crap the next morning, just try this out. I think you'll like it. So. I don't even know where we were talking about before. We're going to try and actually get into the episode.
Let's do that, because I eventually do want to go to bed.
No, never. Never going to bed. We're doing a 24-hour podcast. Which you didn't know about that? We're making up for it for not doing those last two.
Okay, that's fine. It's fine.
I think that would be fun to do, like, one time. You know, I hear a lot of people, they do charity streams, they'll do charity podcasts, and they'll do 24-hour charity podcasts. You think we could do it?
I think, oh my God. There would have to be some other entertainment I realize you and I can talk about nothing for a long time.
We've talked about nothing for almost 30 minutes now.
I think we could probably do it.
How long we could talk about nothing in this podcast.
And just see if we never even get to The Walking Dead. We'll just say it was the penultimate half season episode, and thank you very much, good night, you know.
Yeah. And then the emails will turn, then it's like, well, you know, we thought we wanted those full discussion podcasts.
No,
but
not so much.
We don't really want those.
Yeah.
Okay, so all right, so we're getting into some stuff in the episode. Tammy had this to say. Thanks for the comments, Tammy. She said, I liked the episode, but it was very disturbing with Negan capturing Carl and Judith, not to mention Negan's interactions with his wives and Olivia. So let's unpack that for a second. What do you think is going to happen with Negan at Alexandria with Judith and Carl specifically? We'll get to the other people later.
I think Steph is going to be bad, 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 bad. All I've seen is really from the preview for next week is just a shot of Rick. And he's got that same super disturbed look on his face. Again, really sweaty. Really round eyes, terrified.
Yes.
I don't know. I think Negan seriously just wants to move in. I think he wants to move his wives over there and take over.
I could see him doing that. I absolutely loved whenever he was taking the tour with Carl. And he was putting his feet in the carpet, and he just loved it so much. Mm-hmm. I mean, we know the feeling when you get that good carpet.
Yeah.
There's nothing like it with your bare feet.
Right. Right. And working faucets, which obviously he has at his house, but it was still the same. The whole little series of scenes put together there was really funny until they got to Judith's room. And then I was like, no, 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 no. So, and Judith looks so adorable. Why wouldn't he want to just adopt her?
Yeah. I don't know what he wants to do there. It was very interesting seeing him hang out on the on the porch with Judith and Carl, talking to the neighbors of, come on over, I think we're going to grill out later. It definitely looked like he could just hang his hat up there in Alexandria and hang out.
Okay, he had a bandage on his arm. I watched the Talking Dead,
and the guy from whatever band it was either Bullets for My Valentine or something, I don't know. He was asking about that, and I don't know why. Chris Hardwick, sometimes he annoys the shit out of me, but it's probably the same thing I do with you. So
kind of,
go
ahead.
Yeah, I know, you probably feel everybody else's pain.
I feel like Chris Hardwick could be my son, except that he's too old.
Am I the Chris Hardwick of podcasting?
Yes, you are. So just go ahead. What was it that he made you just so mad about?
Yeah, exactly. He does the same thing that I know I do, where I just
full of yourself.
No, it's not. I'm not full of myself. But
Chris is
the guy. On, Chris is.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes he is. But he was talking, or the guy from Bullet for My Valentine, the guy that's in the band, the other guests besides Galen Hurd and Chandler Riggs, he was talking about that gauze or whatever it is, the bandage on mm-hmm. Negan's hand, and yeah, Chris Hardwick just kind of railroaded right over it, and but I think what he was alluding to is that Negan is a little bit skinnier. On the show, at least on the TV show, I don't think that's intentional. I think that's just Jeffrey Dean Morgan is
thin.
He's a thinner guy. Mm-hmm. Like, and I don't remember him used to always being that thin. I think it's just a. I honestly think it's a problem.
Really long hours.
Well, I agree with you there, but I also think it has to do with. I think this is the same thing that happened to Matthew McConaughey, and it probably happens to all of us as we get older. Matthew McConaughey for the Dallas Buyers Club, he lost an obscene amount of weight to take on that role. This is the one that he won the Academy Award for. If you've never seen it, it's a really good movie. But before Jeffrey Dean Morgan took on this job, he had done a role previously where he had to lose a ton of weight also. And I think just as the older we get, our bodies, they don't just fall back into line as quickly. Like, it's taken years for Matthew McConaughey, in my opinion, to recover from that. You see him in the Lincoln commercial sometimes, and like just now recently his face has started to fill out mm-hmm. similar to how he looked, before he did the Dallas Buyers Club. Mm-hmm. It's not that he doesn't look good. I mean, he's still Matthew McConaughey. He's still a sexy dude. But you could tell. I mean, his face is like more, I guess, gaunt is the word. Yeah. Is that a, mm-hmm. a good That's, description?
Yeah.
And I think the same thing has happened with Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Is just like, because he used to be a buff dude in a lot of previous movies that he played in. And I know a lot of people have been giving him shit about his weight in the comments section, of course.
Right.
And just saying like, he's way too skinny to be Negan. And we may have even said something about it. But,
no, we did
which
not.
I feel bad if I did.
No,
because,
we didn't
you know,
say it. We just said he was that he looked thin, but we never said he was too skinny to be Negan. He's perfect. I mean, Negan obviously was a bigger dude, but who gives a shit? He's Negan in every other way. So,
no, I agree. But the guy was alluding to the fact that he may have been a drug user in the past, and that's why he had that bandage on his hand. Which is a very interesting thing, and. I don't want to go too deeply into it, but you can go read it for yourself if you want to. They've been doing Negan's backstory in the comic books. They're not in the regular Walking Dead issues. They're in the Skybound – or no, the Image Preview book that they come out with every month. And it's like only 5 to 6 pages every month at the end of that Image Preview booklet. And it's giving the Negan backstory over, God, it's like going to be 22 months or something like that. It's
just
it's
like the Fear the Walking Dead,
basically,
10 seconds at a time thing that you get in every episode. You know, I've heard a lot of speculation about the whole glove that he wears all the time. You know, why does he always have that black glove on? What did I hear that somebody said that he'd this was weird. That maybe that he'd had his hand burned, and I think maybe they were trying to think of some similarity to the iron.
I don't know. I haven't heard anything about that. I don't even know if I noticed that he wears black glove all that often. But
it's his batter's glove, basically.
Oh, it's his batter's glove. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know if he would have been a drug addict in the past, but it is interesting when you couple it with his backstory. You know, just putting it out there, he definitely had a traumatic backstory. I'm not going to go into what happened if you don't want to know. Well, because I think they're going to get into it on the show. I think that's something that I've heard that they're going to do, like a Negan backstory episode coming up in the future. So I don't really want to ruin it because I think it'll be a really, really good episode.
No, that'd be awesome because we do need a backstory for him.
We don't need it yet, though.
We need to know who he is. We saw a part of him in this episode that we hadn't seen previously, really, and that was when he feels sorry that he gave Carl a bunch of shit about his eye hole. Does that sound right? Right? You eye hole?
Eye hole.
I was also looking on the story sync for this episode and realizing, you know, you forget about how small Carl is in the comic books. He's still an itty bitty little kid in the comics, and how much more impactful that part where he jumps out of the back of the truck to kill Negan and shoots a couple of his guys in the comic book is when it's this little teeny kid.
I completely agree. And I think that's probably one of my biggest complaints with the show right now, being a comic book reader. It's both good and bad. It's great to see what you read and what you know, the illustrations come to life. It's fantastic. Like, and that's why it's been really cool to see Negan come to life. It's been really cool to see certain scenes come to life. But on the other hand, there's certain things that it just doesn't work out as well with. And I feel like that's Carl for me, especially that line of, you know, whenever Negan's talking to Carl and Lori comes up, you know, he's talking to him about, you know, what happened to your mom. And Carl says, I had to kill her before. And, you know, he doesn't say before she turned, but you can, you know, he alludes to that.
Right.
And Negan says something along the lines of, damn, you know, no wonder you're a little serial killer in the making.
Right.
And he's not necessarily little. Like, it works in the comic books because he is. He's like a 10 or 11-year-old kid.
Right.
And there's just certain things like that where it's like, okay, I get that you have these lines in the comic books that are iconic lines, but you can just switch them up a little bit, right?
Right,
you know,
right.
Just to make it fit just a little bit more to where it's more realistic. And I think that you would probably have less of the critical hatred that you're getting this season, because I think sometimes they're taking things a little bit too literal from the comic books and translating them to the screen. So again, that's just me. I know a lot of people are just like tickled pink with everything that they do. Like, they want it just faithfully recreated. I'm not that way. You know, I like to see things happen in the comic book come to life, but I just don't want it all to be the exact same.
No,
it hasn't been.
No, and in my opinion, it won't be as much fun if they do it just exactly the same. Go read the comic book if it's going to be just the same. Because Kirkman did a fantastic job of bringing it to life. So if that's exactly what you want, then that's the only thing you need. Why watch the show?
Agree.
So I know you should agree.
I agree.
I am super, super smart that way. But yeah, it was really.
That's why you're my mom.
It was really weird for me to see that, though, because I had forgotten how itty bitty he was. So, if he says, and I don't know, because again, I quit reading the comics because I didn't want to be spoiled. If he says things like the whole titties and beer thing to Carl in the comic books. Did he make those kind of statements in the comic?
I'm fairly certain he did, and probably worse. I don't see that. That's the bad thing. I haven't read all of this stuff since it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's been 20. Oh, geez, like 2012. Was it 2012 or 2013? Whenever these issues were coming out. So it's been a while since I've read them. I mean, I've got them right behind me. I could consult the source material really quickly and see.
You go ahead.
If you like.
You go ahead.
You want me to?
If you want, yeah. I was just reading. Evan just sent me a message on Facebook that he said Carl should not quit his acting career for a singing career. And probably. But he sings about the way I do, so it's actually, I've heard you. Yeah, I'm still somewhere. I have your recording of you singing "Ice Ice Baby." So, and you did it.
Well, that was fantastic.
That was the greatest thing ever. So
yeah, that was gold right there. Mm-hmm. That's the one song I can do is "Ice Ice Baby" or "Go Ninja." I had Vanilla Ice 1992. down pat. I mean, cool as ice, that was one of my favorite movies ever. You're probably talking to yourself right now in the car or wherever, and you're like, cool as ice, what the hell is that? Exactly, that's exactly what you should be saying right now, because it's not a movie anybody saw except for me, and I had it on VHS and I watched it about a million times. It was so good. It was so good. That chick in it, oh, loved her too. She was so hot. Don't know if she was really hot, but at the time I did.
Well, I mean, you were barely born, so.
Exactly, yes. But I knew what was hot then. Just like I knew Sherry was hot. Just like I knew all of Negan's wives are hot. Amber's hot. She's a little bit young looking, but she's still hot.
Kristen Minter, I think, is who you're talking about. She had dark hair, blue eyes.
Well, and Mark's girlfriend in this, Mark's fiance, wife, whoever she was, the one, that got his face burned.
No, I'm talking about in the movie, dum-dum, cool as ice.
Oh, what's her name in real life?
Kristen Minter.
I don't know.
She played Johnny's girlfriend.
Johnny, of course.
Yeah.
Of course, Vanilla Ice's name would be Johnny in the movie.
And she's basically the same age as your mother.
Okay, we're not even going to go there. Just move along. Okay, so I want to wrap up some of the stuff for Tammy here in a second, but I also want to ask you some questions that I had for Carl, because I did think that Carl's had some really great stuff from the comic book come to life in this episode. So it's not just to make sure you're aware of this or let you know, it's not that I don't like the stuff. I do really like to seeing the comic book come to life. It's just like it's like very minor things. I'm just like, you could have changed that lineup just a little bit. But we talked about it briefly in our mini review, the special relationship between Carl and Negan. Is this a relationship that you like? And do you think that Negan is out to destroy Carl's relationship with Rick, with the way that he treats Carl?
Of course he is. Of course he is. I don't care what he tells Carl about, the reason I'm keeping your dad alive is because, he's getting me good shit. He's keeping him alive, I think, because he loves to torture him. I think Rick is one of those people that has had all his life the thing that Negan in the previous life wanted. And that's the happy home and the pretty wife and the wonderful kids. And, he was the upstanding citizen. I don't think Negan, I just don't feel like he was that in his backstory. Now, I guess we'll find out. But so I think he's got that whole jealousy thing there with Rick. And so torturing him feels good to him. I think he likes it. So what's the best thing to do but take somebody's son?
I agree. I think the most hurtful thing would be to take Michonne for one of his wives. That would be number one right now, there.
Are you out of your damn mind? It's taking the kid.
Yeah, I mean, Carl's Carl's a big boy, you know. He can go off, get titties and beer on his by his own damn self.
We
now,
have seen that Rick does not need the regular. I mean, he can go years without it, apparently.
Oh, I was like, what is the what code word is the regular regular for?
He doesn't need the regular on the regular, you know. She's my regular, you know.
Oh, okay, yes, I'm finally understanding. Thank God I've got my mom to teach me what the regular is.
Hey, okay, smartass. I mean, I could have said some fancy ugly words that would be really embarrassing for you.
No, I'm thinking
like vagina.
Vagina.
Give me some vagina.
Yeah, well, I mean, Negan did drop the pussy line in this episode.
Oh, my God, I know. Like, I was just
said
like,
it twice.
That was, because pussy is a word I just don't use. I don't like that word. I never use it. I rarely, for me to actually call somebody, you know, you're being a pussy, is just, I won't do it. Because for one, okay, a pussy is a vagina. And women have vaginas. And so women are awesome. Vaginas are awesome. So if you're being a vagina, then you're great. So, you know, why would I call somebody a pussy?
I disagree on this. And not really for, I don't say pussy either. I just think that's an odd word. It's like, oh, you pussy. Mm-hmm. I mean, no offense if you're out there just throwing the pussy out all over the place. That's cool. But I just don't use that word. But I will verbalize the C word. And that one I like to use quite often.
Seriously?
And I got that one from my girlfriend. Yeah. My girlfriend, that's like her favorite word to say to people. Like,
but does she put the Y on it? Because to me, if you're saying, oh, man, they're being very cunty, it's not as bad if you put the...
No, it's... Yeah, that's like a funny way of saying
uh-huh,
it, right?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Like, oh, man, Negan was being so damn cunty in this mm-hmm, episode. Mm-hmm. You're just cunting all over the place. God, I guess you can't really say it like
you
that.
You know, and you will put the... you are going to put the super, super R rating on this one, right?
They've already tuned out by now. Come on, let's face it. Let's face
this
it.
Is just for us. This is just for us. Okay.
For 28 minutes of listening to us talk about nothing, and nobody's at this point listening to the podcast, can say whatever we want.
Exactly. All right. Yeah.
Yes. But
okay. So
but yeah, I don't say the P word. The P word. No.
So do you feel like it would be worse for Negan to take Michonne away? You think that would be worse?
No, I'm talking about for me. I don't know where Rick's head's at, but if you took Michonne's fine ass away from me...
No, she's fine.
Then we got to fight. You take Carl away, I'm like, that motherfucker would never stay in the house anyway. Thank you. Thank you. That's what I would say. But that's just me.
Okay, I get where you're going now with it. I mean, I completely understand. You put it in terms I could understand.
What's Carl getting you at this point? What's Carl giving you at this point except for a headache?
Right. That's true. It's very true.
Well, that's what I do here.
Yeah, although...
Every once in a while.
Yeah. Carl is finally getting to a point that he's worth a shit, though. He is worth a shit. Why?
You see what the first thing that he did? He went off on his own self mm-hmm. and tried to take out Negan. Because this is another thing that I don't know... Oh, yeah, I wrote it right here. So we can go ahead and throw Michonne into this as well. It's like his woman is getting out of line and his kid's getting out of line.
Okay.
I mean, Rick's about to have to dick slap some people around here. Like, next episode, that's all it is.
I'm tuning in for some dick slapping.
Exactly. That's all it is. Straight 1 hour, no commercial breaks, just Rick. Just laying the law down. You know, just like Negan says, there's got to be rules around here. Mm-hmm. Rick's got to go down and be like, there's rules, bitches. Mm-hmm. And then just poosh, right across the face, you know. But I just wonder, I mean, how is Rick going to react to everybody making these decisions that are stupid decisions? Like, you know, Michonne's plan, I like the concept of the plan. You know, I thought it was very well thought out using the Walker bodies, but the execution of doing this plan not so much. Same as, you know, same as Carl. Respect
right.
it.
Right.
But you shouldn't have done it.
No. It's a good way not only to get yourself killed, but get a lot of other people killed too, which is the whole thing that Rick is trying to avoid at this point. Okay. So I'm going to have to move on over to Spencer. And okay. And how much shit do you think we're all going to have happen in the mid-season finale because of Spencer?
Well, I mean, I think it's not going to be good. I also, when I was rewatching this episode, I kind of feel bad about throwing Spencer so much shade, you know, because I even called him on our Twitter. I put a poll out there earlier.
Oh, you bastard. I did not see this poll.
Well, I just put it out there because I was like, we're about to podcast. I put a poll that said, The Walking Dead, death predictions, who gets it in the mid-season finale? And I put, I spelt Rosita's name, Rose, like a rose flower, and then eat, like you eat something, and then ah.
You're weird.
Because, no, she that's how she does. She goes,
Rosita.
It's Rose, eat, ah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's all, she like, you know, puts the emphasis on
she
it.
Does.
So, I mean,
I get it now.
Like
okay.
That. And then I just put Spencer, ... douche. And then I just put Tobin and Aaron. But I kind of felt bad after, you know, because I did that before I watched the episode. And then I watched the episode, and I start feeling bad about saying that crap about Spencer. Because think about it. You know, before Rick Grimes came into town, he had a very happy family. And then after Rick Grimes came into town, he had nothing. And now he doesn't even get to see Rosita naked.
That
was the last straw, Rick.
Right. I completely understand why Spencer would be pissed off. No, I totally get it. We've talked about this before. When Rick comes to town, people die. And if you've got a happy life and this dude shows up and starts bossing you around, I understand that. He's done some kind of somewhat stupid moves, but he's a grown man. Of course he's not going to just fall into line. He's a grown man, and he's hot as hell. I noticed that again in the rewatch. He is so hot, which makes me think they're going to kill him.
That's why you come to the podcast, for those finer details.
Exactly.
Right there.
I mean, these are
arguments.
You
know what I caught in this episode? Man, Spencer's sexy as hell.
Yeah. I know you're not getting these in other podcasts.
No, you're not.
And in news organizations that are too afraid to say that they're going to kill him off because he's too hot. But I'm not afraid to say it. You know.
You're brave. You're a brave soul, Mom. I mean, you're putting it out there.
I'm
you're
putting
yourself
it out there.
On the line.
I know.
You know,
people are
going to ridicule
yes,
you.
Yes, they will. They will ridicule me.
Yes. Wow,
but when he dies.
You will cry.
No. I will feel vindicated.
You will feel vindicated?
That he died because he was too hot.
Yeah. I mean, you got to get rid of all the hot people. Rick can't have all these hot people hanging around taking away his shine.
Not when you've already got Negan there. I mean, how much hotness can we have?
You got Jesus. I mean,
Jesus. Yes, you know, Jesus.
Got
Jesus.
Some very pretty eyes.
Yeah. Have you seen any of the pictures for next week's episode?
I have not. I've
for
avoided
Maggie?
Pretty much everything. Oh, is Maggie looking good?
Oh, my God.
Really now?
Well, this is just a picture that was associated with next week's episode. I don't know if it was in the episode, but she looked beautiful. She looked incredible. So. We got people are looking good, so things have to be shaken up. People are looking good.
Yeah.
No, well, I mean, do feel like Spencer's going to put himself out there on probably as we saw at the end of the episode when obviously he was more than happy to seem like he was jumping on the train of let's give Negan everything because Rick wants it. I just feel like he's going to be the one that. Somebody's going to have to go.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, I feel that same way, that somebody's going to have to go. And you're right. Whenever he came back to Alexandria, He said, that's what Rick wants us to do, but I'm going to do more than that. So I do wonder what's more than that. And I know from a little teaser trailer that we saw a couple weeks ago, that was the weeks ahead on The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
We see shots of Spencer shaking that dude's hand, that whenever they opened the gate, mm-hmm. he was just hanging out there. So we know that that's one of the Savior's men and everything. So yeah, I'm really, really worried that he's going to get out of line and try to negotiate some kind of deal with right. Negan now that he knows he's there. And it's just, know your role and sit your ass down, because that's Rick Grimes' territory. But, I do kind of feel bad for calling him a douche and, saying such mean things about Spencer as even, as a character. Obviously, I've heard the guy in real life is super nice, but I don't care about that because he dates Chloe Bennett, and then I just have to automatically hate him because Chloe Bennett's super hot.
Yeah.
You gotta remember, we gotta look at it from Spencer's perspective too. Sometimes, even though it's like very easy to be like, "Man, this dude is a douche," I will never forgive him for what he said about Glenn and Abraham to Rick. Now that's just uncalled for. Rick should have bit his throat out right there. Mm-hmm. That should have been ball game, end of story for him. But his whole like saying that he hates Rick and that he wishes Rick would just die, basically, I can understand it. It doesn't mean I agree with it, but I do understand where he's coming from. And we were talking about the death, that something's gotta come, and I feel like who dies next should not be the only focus in the show. Like, I'm kind of annoyed with that, because it kind of feels like that's all we're leading to this season is, we led up to who dies in the season premiere, mm-hmm. and now it's like, okay, who's going to die next week on The Walking Dead? Because I saw something with, was it Conan or somebody, they were talking to Robert Kirkman, and they're, mm-hmm.
They were asking him.
Asking about that. I'm just like,
See, I didn't even think about it until I started just doing a little research before we started podcasting. I'm like, seriously, we feel like somebody's got to die? Like, someone needs to die in this next episode? We've not even come anywhere close to getting over what they already did to us.
No.
So I don't need, want, I don't need anybody to die. I'd rather it didn't happen.
I'm with you. I'm 100% with you. I don't know why that we have to have that in order for The Walking Dead to be good. Why do we have to have a death? Mm-hmm. I feel like I say that, but some of the best episodes obviously have included deaths. Herschel, his death, really, really great episode. It had to do with the weight and the emotional factor of his death, but it also had to do with that whole, Rick coming out there and begging for Herschel's life. Mm-hmm. It was so emotional and impactful. It was great.
We can change. We can all change. Yeah, that Herschel saw all the things, the seeds that he had planted in Rick come to fruition. He didn't see it for long, unfortunately.
No.
But I think for us to just have expectations that this is the episode that where we're going into a 2-month break, so we have to have a death, that's what bothers me. The only time a death impacts me is when it's unexpected.
Yes, and I feel like lately The Walking Dead they've run into a
formula.
Yes, a formula of stagnation, if you will. And I think that's the biggest thing with the ratings this season.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If that's the case and we are in the formula, doesn't that mean that this is time for a grain to die?
I would say so, because they all die in the mid-season finales, mm-hmm. basically. And we skipped a season, because what did we have? Season 3, we had a green die, right? Or was it season 4? No,
season 4.
Mm-hmm. Season 4, we had a green die. Season 5, not one in season 6. And we had a lot of greens die in season 2.
Mm-hmm.
I would say so, but
I don't think it's going to be. Maggie's not a green anyway.
No, but we technically... you know, even though the woman usually takes the man's name, I still feel like there's a part of that name that comes together, you know? Like, so it's Glenn Rhee, you know, plus a green at the end of it. So, like, we already had technically, like, another green die, in my opinion, you know? Like, he was a part of the green family.
He definitely joined the family. Died. Right. Yeah, so yeah. They're good
so
for the year.
I think... They're good for the year. I don't know who's gonna die. I definitely think that Rosita's bullet is gonna come into play. I think that's going to really, really screw some things up. There was too much foreshadowing at the end.
Eugene's speech to her.
Yes.
Yeah.
What did he say? I wrote it down here somewhere. Oh, okay. I've actually wrote a lot of notes for this episode, apparently. Whenever she gets the bullet and he says somebody's going to have to pay. Yeah, somebody has to pay the price. From all we've seen, it's not a lock that you will be the one.
Mm-hmm.
Eugene said that to Rosita, and that mirrors the same thing that Maggie had said before Glenn and Abraham died, whenever they were making the deal with Gregory and... You know, and basically she said something along the lines of, you know, there's going to be a price to pay, or, you know, we're going to pay for this. Or I can't remember I'm obviously paraphrasing what she said, but mm-hmm. something along those lines. So I feel like right now I'm really worried about Rosita. I'm not worried about Spencer, but I think it would suck to see Spencer go. One, because he's an easy character to hate on, and
right.
I think you kind of need those sometimes.
Right.
I'm worried about Tobin, because we haven't really seen him much. He doesn't get any action from Carol anymore, mm-hmm. so he's kind of, at this point, expendable. So, according to the poll, it was 81% Spencer was the person that was going to die, according to the poll. So
I feel like that's what's predictable. I just, mm-hmm. I feel that way. Don't you feel like Rosita was unduly harsh on Eugene? And even more so than she really would have been.
Definitely.
I thought it was heavy-handed.
Bad for Eugene.
I just thought it was heavy-handed for the scene, honestly.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I thought it was as well. A little bit... So for you, is it a little bit overkill from the writer's perspective, or just a little bit overkill from the character's perspective?
Overkill from the writer's perspective.
Gotcha. Yeah, I agree with that, because it seems like we already went down this road before with Rosita and Eugene.
Right. Right.
She already gave him a verbal tongue lashing before,
mm-hmm.
and I get that. I don't really know why they had to do that, because it's like they kind of backtracked because
Eugene he's already moved past that.
Well, right. Yeah, and whenever she came to the door with the bullet, he agreed to it,
mm-hmm.
and so it's they kind of backpedaled there for some reason, which I don't really know why. Because at the end of the day, he could have just been like, you know, hey, I don't want you to do this, or hey, you need to be careful, and that's kind of the end of that. But he made it such a point and that's why I do worry about Rosita dying in this next week's episode, because that would be the total unexpected. Spencer, mm-hmm. to me, if he dies, it's lazy writing, in my opinion.
Right,
But if Rosita dies, that will be unexpected. That will catch the viewers off guard. It'll make Negan even more menacing, because right now, he only does this shit to dudes, you know? Yeah, he may, like, verbally violate the women and, you know, and obviously he's doing some sexual violation of the women as well, which is not cool. I get that they technically agreed to it, because I know he's not down with rape. I know that's a thing that's with his character that, you know, he doesn't like, but at the end of the day, they don't really have a choice. So,
no, is it true that they don't seem to have it? Okay, because on the show, they make it seem like they do have a choice. Now, that means they'll have to go and they work for points. And yeah. Good stuff is not going to be happening for their family if they don't, you know, I mean, they're manipulated into being there. But he did make it seem like Mark's chick could go. Was her name Amber?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I don't know. It's a loose interpretation of you get to go.
Yeah.
I'll just say that. But yeah, I don't know. I definitely feel like if Rosita was to go, that would be the blow my mind moment. Even though I don't want it to happen, because again, I don't think we have to have a death necessarily to have a good mid-season finale or a finale for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
Like it just doesn't need to happen. It's, you know, it's entertaining, and a lot of shows do it nowadays. You know, we watch Westworld, and you get crazy stuff that happens on that in the season finale. You watch Game of Thrones, crazy stuff happens, and those are, you know, some of the biggest shows on television along with The Walking Dead. So I understand it, but I just don't want it to happen. Well, I don't need it. If it happens, I'm not going to be pissed, but I don't need it to happen.
I just need a good story. That's all I need is a good story. Are you ready for Rick to move off High Center? Because I've read a lot of that I read something that three things that have to happen in the mid-season finale of The Walking Dead. One of them was there has to be a death, which, again, I'm like, no, there doesn't. And two was Rick has to, you know, man up. To me, it honestly, even though it's been torturous, it still seems like it's a little early because it hasn't been that long.
No, I think it's just the way that they structured these episodes, where it seems like it's longer because it's been 8 weeks of our lives, mm-hmm. you know, in TV viewing time, which does seem like a lot. I mean, you think about 8 weeks in, and the reason why I keep comparing it to Westworld is because, you know, we just finished up that and we did a lot of stuff with it and watched the episode multiple times. And you think about in 8 weeks of Westworld, how many storylines opened and closed or...
Yeah, they told a lot of story.
Yes, lots and lots of story in 8 episodes. So I think that's not doing The Walking Dead any favors right now. You know, the fact that those are both on at the same time, same night, like... It's not good. The last time that this happened was True Detective, and it wasn't good for The Walking Dead then either, because you got this one show that is just masterful writing, and then you've got the other show, which is based on really, really good character development, because I think that's The Walking Dead's strength is character development. Mm-hmm. It's not always been story. Like, you know, sometimes we get good storylines on the show, and then other times you're like, what? This storyline is just meandering. It's not really going anywhere.
Oh, there's been a lot of seasons that we have not moved it at all.
Yes.
But it's the way you feel about these characters. I mean, I had somebody just embarrass, because I'm so used to talking with our people about it, you know, with our group, and saying, okay, so we've, you know, someone from our group got killed, you know, and they said, what? From your group? What are you talking about? I'm like, well, you don't understand. This is our family. They killed two of our characters.
Yeah.
And that's what The Walking Dead does so well, is makes us feel like these are our family. So it's great character development, but the story just doesn't seem to move along as quickly. So
no, it does not.
We've got, this past episode was 1.5 hours. The mid-season finale is also going to be 1.5 hours. Do you feel like, now I know when we watched it together, we watched it without commercials, and it went by too quickly. But when you do watch it live with the commercials, 1.5 hours is a long time. Do you feel like Yes. they needed to have done that for 2 episodes in a row, or could they have? Is there some stuff somewhere along the way in the middle of the beginning of the season that they could have cut out a little bit?
Oh, most definitely. You think back into where we started and where we are now. We're not that much further along.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt about it. This episode to me was perfect at 1 hour. I thought it was great. Like there was no lulls in this episode, and we moved lots of different plots along. But in previous week's episodes, not so much. You know, it's not that they were bad episodes. I wrote down that there's been lots of great moments this season, but the sum of those parts feels a little bit lacking, and that the story has felt really disjointed this season. And it's because they focus all those singular episodes on one storyline, and it just kind of, and I feel like that's why they had to jumbo pack these last two episodes. Mm-hmm. Because they're like, oh shit, we got to do something to do, you know, to have people tune in, you know, because they got us. We're not going anywhere.
Right. But as far as if someone was to ask me what had, okay, half a season has gone by, what happened?
Nothing.
Well, Abe and Glenn died. And that's. Uh-huh. You know, and they neutered Rick.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, we met some new characters and stuff, and which has been great. But yeah, we haven't seen the kingdom since episode right. two. I just don't understand that.
If we would have seen more of the kingdom, I think I'd feel better about things. I mean, and again, yeah. obviously, we love the show. Regardless, we love this show. But I would have feel like I had more things to talk about.
Yes. I completely agree with you. It's weird for a mid-season finale. I can't say right now. Normally I'd be super stoked.
Mm-hmm.
But to me right now, it just feels like another episode.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I definitely attribute some of that to the Westworlditis that we both got.
Mm-hmm.
That show was just, it was immaculately, amazingly good. I don't know, mm-hmm. that makes no sense, I'm sure, but it was just so damn good that it does. It's like going to see an awesome movie and then the next day you go see some average movie. And you're just kind of like, well,
ooh,
that was
ooh,
a...
ooh,
okay. Not an average movie,
yeah. mm-hmm.
but okay. Well, I guess I can't. I'm trying to think of a comparison.
The comparison is you hung out with this new super hot girl, and yeah. she was all very, very exciting. That's part of it to me too. I think.
Yes. Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Because these are our regular people. Yeah, we're bad about. I mean, of course, I fall in love with every new puppy I get, and my poor great dogs that I still love get kicked to the curb, and they're like, "You don't love me anymore." No, yeah. you're still great, but this puppy is super awesome and is so adorable. So,
yeah, no, I completely agree. That's probably the best comparison. The new shiny things always mm-hmm. always attract you. That's for sure. Well, I do want to read a few more things and then,
okay. I want to ask you this real quick.
Yeah.
Did you notice that Daryl quickly kneeled?
I didn't notice him kneel. I noticed him whisper something back and forth to Carl, but I have no clue what that would have been. You know, but no, I did not notice him kneeling.
Yeah. He kneeled immediately just with the rest of the group. When it came time to iron Mark's face. And the first time I watched it, I didn't even notice it. And the second time I was like, oh my God, that's kind of a big deal that they have broke him down enough to where Dwight's not grabbing him by the back of the neck and shoving him down. Daryl's kneeling.
I still think that that's a part of him playing the game. And even more so now when he sees Carl there,
mm-hmm.
because it's immediate consequences now. You know, I don't think that he values his own life that much anymore,
mm-hmm.
but I know that he values Carl's life.
Right.
And especially after the events of losing Glenn and Abe, the way that it went down, I think he would damn near do anything at this point to make sure that Carl stays safe.
Yeah.
So I don't see him getting out of line. He did sort of get out of line whenever he kind of barked at Negan before they went off to Alexandria.
Put him in the box.
Yeah, you put him in the box. I love the fact that he noticed Jesus was up on top of the roof.
Mm-hmm.
That was great. I really liked that little little nod, because that was such a fun episode last season whenever they first met Jesus. And it was, you know, because we don't get many episodes where it's just Rick and Daryl like off on an adventure. That was so much fun. They like each other a lot in real life, or at least I hope they do, because they say they do so much and they look like they just enjoy the shit out of one another. And it showed in that episode. Their chemistry was off the charts. It's like, we got to get more of Daryl and Rick in episodes where they're just out having fun. It was great. But yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so do you feel like, because we haven't touched on the fact that somebody slipped him a key, a match, and a note that says, get out, or whatever. It said, you know, take your chance now, or whatever it was. Do you feel like that was Sherry, or do you feel like it was Dwight?
I feel like it was Jesus, actually.
Oh, yeah, Jesus. Yeah. It was Jesus. It had to be Jesus. No, wait. Why would Jesus have a key, though? I mean, he's amazing, but...
I don't know. I mean, I'll tell you the only reason why I thought it was Jesus, because I immediately thought it was Sherry at first, because they had that awkward look at one another again. And we already know that she, you know, has slipped him notes before, or, you know, well, no, just slipped him some feedback of, you know,
and
hey.
He was talking to her, and he was really happy when he was talking to her. We know that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very true. He was definitely happy. You can go look at that image. My mom likes to look at it very longingly. So the reason why I thought it was Jesus is because we know Jesus wears those boots, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you listen closely... Whenever that individual slips Daryl the note, it sounds like boots walking away. Mm. It does not sound like tennis shoes, or doesn't sound like heels or anything like that, or flats.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like work boots, and that's what Jesus wears, is those work boots. Now Dwight, I think wears them too.
Yes,
so it could be Dwight.
And see, I kind of wonder what makes me think it is Dwight. It's because of the matchstick, and that was the way, you know, because we got that introduction to Dwight and Sherry was that they burned the woods down, and that was how they were, you know, killed all those walkers. And I'm just thinking, okay, could that be, you know, just a little hint that, you know, with the matchstick that
burned shit down. I'm sold right there. The only thing that I was thrown off with is the handwriting, because I just don't see Dwight writing that nicely.
Okay, and let me just tell you, most of the males that I know always write way better than I do.
Oh, mine is chicken scratch.
Yeah,
mine is definite chicken scratch. But it was so nice, the bubbles and the, you know, like it was
it
very
sweepy?
Good penmanship.
Was it sweepy?
It was sweepy.
Mm.
Yeah, it was sweepy. Yeah.
Hmm. Then,
I don't know. I feel like that's Jesus' handwriting.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's not because I think Jesus,
we know he is gay in the comic
book. In the comic book, but I don't think that's why his handwriting is sweepy like that and good. It's not because I think he's gay. It's because I feel like Jesus is a sophisticated dude. Mm-hmm. And he strikes me as a guy that would have like excellent penmanship. His grammar is excellent.
Yes.
As well. You know, he enunciates all his words properly. That's why I thought it could be Jesus, along with the boots. But who knows? I mean, Dwight, you know, he may surprise me, and, you know, he may be a Rhodes Scholar. And, you know, it's just that whenever he puts on the white trash-looking vest
and doesn't wash his hair.
And doesn't wash his hair like Daryl, and I just assume that he writes like me, you know?
Yeah.
So... but maybe he does not write like me. I want to get to a couple quick comments.
Okay.
So Andrew asks, will Father Gabriel die, and why didn't he make it back?
Well, because he was walking.
Yes.
Spencer was driving, but I don't know. I don't think he'll die.
I don't think that he'll die either.
I hope not. That would really suck. I hope not.
Yeah, I hope not as well. But you're right, Andrew. I don't know why he didn't make it back yet. Or maybe he did.
And we
just
didn't
show
see him.
It to us.
Yeah,
that's what I'm hoping. Because you're right. It is weird that he didn't make it back before Spencer, because I don't think they were out that far away. Because it's not like, I don't think Father Gabriel would be like, yeah, let me out, even though we're 10 miles away from right. Alexandria.
Yeah, I don't think he's that confident in his skills yet.
No, not exactly. Diane says, what is Michonne up to?
She's pulling some boneheaded moves, like you said earlier. It really is not a well-thought-out plan. And you can see that weird look on her face, though. I think she wants to be captured. I think that's her whole plan, is she wants Negan to take her into his harem, so that she could work on bringing him down and his whole organization down from the inside. Because she's not stupid.
Yeah, I agree. No, she's not stupid. Joe had this to say. He said, the episode was better than last week's. We finally saw some of the potential compassion from Negan that makes his character so interesting in the comics. Completely, 1,000% agree with you, Joe. We needed to start seeing that, because Negan was starting to get to be kind of one note in the TV show. He said, and this kind of ties in with Michonne, tired of dumb decisions by our jetties. By our jetties. You're going to have to explain that. What is a jetty?
I don't know either.
Man, Joe, with your fancy words and your book schoolings.
Yeah, you people with your book learning, I don't know what that word is, but I'm assuming he's meaning our main characters, because we got it obviously from Carl and from Michonne.
It's what he says next. He said, how can Carl, Michonne, and Rosita all think they can take out Negan by themselves?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I agree.
The one-eyed
kid. We've talked about their dumb decisions.
Got the one-eyed kid, the woman with one bullet, and then of course, and then you've got, you know, Michonne, who is a, you know, just an army unto herself. So she'd be the only one that really would have the biggest chance. But the other two, I mean, just come on.
Yeah, I don't know. Even Michonne, to me, like, you got a katana. They got automatic assault rifles. You're not gonna. We already saw your shooting skills. I don't know. Michonne, just like, okay, just kind of chill out for a little bit. Which is also it also kind of stinks, because, and now Michonne is badass in her own right, but Andrea was like the sharpshooter, and it was so awesome, like with the scenes with her in the comic book, and the fact that, you know, she was with Rick and she's the sharpshooter and stuff. That was really cool.
Yeah.
I will miss those moments.
Speaking of where has Sasha been?
Well, she's at the Hilltop.
Oh, that's so, right. Okay.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, she's at the Hilltop. So it's like, yeah, I mean, we've got to catch back up with Maggie. We've got to catch back up with Sasha. We've got to catch back up with the Kingdom. Brad.
Want to know if Carol and Ezekiel, you know, I mean, there was so much heat, and I was so super excited. Did she eat the pomegranate? That's what I want to know.
Bigger cliffhanger than who got Lucille is, did Carol go to the bone zone, people? We must know, Scott M. Gimple.
I know. So, yes. Yeah, I'm hoping for answers next week.
Yes, I am too. Brad said, loved it. To me, the show never disappoints. I know that even the single arc episodes are contributing to the overall story and will pay off in the end. It was great to see the bulk of the main cast in this episode, and the content lifted right from the comics was superb. So I hope you're right, Brad. I agree that, you know, a lot of the contributing single arc episodes, I think they will obviously pay off. The Kingdom one definitely will pay off. But I'm not so sure about the Oceanside community. That's the one that I question whether or not it will pay off, or if it was just a nod to the comic books. I hope that it does, because I think it's a very interesting community, and I would like to revisit them in the future. But he also said, please read and discuss this on the podcast. Let's try to get people to stop using the term bottle episode for the single arc episodes.
I
completely agree, Brad. Bottle episode, stop using that word. Like, the episodes are not bottle episodes. Bottle episodes come into play when you have shows like CSI and you know, shows that are so what do you call that? Are they serialized? I can't remember.
Yeah, serialized. No, it starts with a P.
Well, procedurals.
Yes. That's the word.
but I'm thinking of those shows that are on like the NBCs and the CBSs and ABCs of the world, where they have like, I mean, I swear that, you know, they're on for like 30 something weeks out of the year. And they're, you know, for some episodes, they're just using the same sets that they used last, you know, like last mm-hmm. week or something. And they're not really changing stuff up that much. And they don't have a whole lot of the main actors in that episode. But that's not this. Like, these are just, like you said, they're single arc episodes. Yes, they are splitting up the main cast, which does stink. And I don't know if that has to do with budgetary concerns or constraints from AMC. Could be. AMC is historically known to be very cheap. So it could be that way. But again, these are just single arc episodes that tell a nice little story. So, all right. Debbie, do you think Negan will kill Judith?
Gosh. That would really... It's bad enough for him to kill two of our favorite characters, but to kill a little girl would be really just... That'd be awful.
I agree. I don't think that's going to happen. So, and then to finish up Tammy's, and this is the last thing, I found myself laughing when he insulted Olivia. Let me paraphrase this. Very conflicted by the handsome, charming, funny, perverted psychopath that is Negan.
I think that's where we're supposed to be.
Yeah, I think I know my mom. You're right along with Tammy, that's for sure. She said, I found myself laughing when he insulted Olivia and cheering when she slapped him. I also reprimanded Sherry for acting like she hasn't really enjoyed that hot, creepy kiss.
Oh, you know, come on. And that's what I want to dig into. What is the relationship really like with him and all these wives? Because this is girl talk. This is totally girl talk. But girls talk like this, too. But you know, dude's got to be great in bed. Oh, I'm sorry.
I mean, he's getting a lot of practice, at least. I mean, if he's not, you know, if he wasn't already good, I would hope by now he's at least a little bit better. Because right. I didn't do a body count in there, but I think I saw quite a few.
There was a lot of women in there, and I was really surprised by the whole, basically, they're all wearing the same dress. And again, it just made me think of that Robert Palmer video where... I think it's Simply Irresistible was, you know, but he's got the chick band behind him and they're all dressed in black dresses and, you know, super hot. And just that's what it made me think of. I just thought it was really odd that they were all dressed alike.
I mean, Negan knows what he wants. Mm-hmm. He's got a certain look and he says, that's what I'm sticking with. I appreciate that.
But when we've seen Sherry before... She wasn't all hotted up like that. So,
well, she's been hotted up the last times that we've seen her. I mean, that's why I didn't recognize her in I think the Comic-Con trailer as mm-hmm. much, because I was like, "Damn, who is this?"
Yeah, we
this?
Did. She didn't look the same as last season out in the woods, but I don't recall that she had on just a super nice dress and nice sandals and
new. I think this was the show off for Carl episode for titties and beer.
Yeah, like, that could be it.
You
yeah.
see mm-hmm. how I'm living over mm-hmm. here, kid.
Yeah,
I saw. You know, I get that you got Enid over there.
Yeah,
but I got all this. Like, you know, there's a dearth of other ladies at Alexandria. I got a lot here.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, seriously, what 15, 16 year old boy could refuse titties and beer?
Not many.
Yeah.
He's going to have some very strong principles, and mm-hmm. I saw him breaking in this episode.
Yeah, he tried. He was really trying.
He did try, but mm-hmm. I saw a little bit of quivering. Mm-hmm. He's like, his hands started shaking, and he's like, oh my God, titties and beer, titties and beer. Tammy said, conclusion, I can't wait till Negan dies, but I'll miss him so. Hashtag, I can't feel my face when I'm with you. but I love it. So
yeah, yeah, exactly.
Good, very, very nice one, Tammy. And yeah, I think that's how we're supposed to feel about Negan. He's Jeffrey Dean Morgan's done an amazing job playing the character. I really hate that the ratings, like the numbers, have gone down with the, you know, introduction of his character on the show, because I think it's kind of a crime.
I hope he doesn't feel any way responsible for that.
That's my biggest concern is, mm-hmm. like, you know, I that would suck. Like you're you know, people have been waiting for this for years and years that are comic book fans, and you know, I know that when he took this role, he's like, holy shit, I'm on the number one television show and we're getting 15 million viewers an episode, and then mm-hmm. all of a sudden we're getting in the tens. It really sucks, and you know, for all the cast, and you know, for us as well, because we know that feedback has gone down mm-hmm. this season. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just not there as much,
which is interesting, especially for us, because we've got the diehard Walking Dead fans that give us feedback, mm-hmm. and for the diehard Walking Dead fans to be off of the show, it's just scary.
Yeah, it's not good, and it mm-hmm. sucks, because this is a show that we do love tremendously, and I'm very excited about seeing what comes next. I'm going to be I'm upset that we're already to the mid-season finale, because it feels like with Westworld around, it feels like now we can give so much time to just The Walking Dead, and then it's gone too, and that really, really stinks.
Oh, you know what I just realized?
What's that?
Okay, I'm coming this weekend to your house.
Yep.
It's the 1.5-hour episode, mid-season finale.
Indeed.
On Sunday night. I'm not sure how I feel about this, but I did take Monday off.
Well, if you feel like staying Sunday night, we could watch it together, and we could actually we could do our live watch that mm-hmm. we do every mm-hmm. week on Monday night. If you didn't know, we do that every week. We watch the episode live on Google Hangouts, which it comes out up over our YouTube channel, Rantpocalypse. You can watch along with us. We last week we had the best participation that we've had. We had about 20 or so people watching with us at the same time, and it was a blast.
It was so much fun.
It's sometimes harder to like take as good a notes and like, you know, really digest the episode, but who cares? Like, it's more fun watching it with people, and then, you know, then we got on and do our review afterwards. And but yeah, we usually do that. What is it? Usually about 6:30 central, something like that.
Seven-ish
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. on Monday nights. Yeah, so we may do that Sunday night for the season finale if you stay. So
yeah. More than
we'll
likely
post it on Facebook.
Yeah, more than likely it'll be Monday. But if that is the case, then you just need to know that you need to go ahead and purchase the episode so that you can start it at the exact same time that we do, so we could all actually be watching it at the same time.
The sad thing is AMC are bastards, and they do not allow you to purchase it at the same time that it airs.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the next night, you know, like we do.
Oh, if we do it on Monday night, yes.
Yeah, because that's what we do. We buy it so that we can watch it commercial-free, and we start it. We start it at the same. We do a little countdown, 3, 2, 1, and we start at the same time. It's very. There's no technology highbrowness to it. It's pretty lowbrow.
It's very bootleg, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. for sure, but it's still fun. So if you want to join us with that, we would love it. And I think we're done. This is like the longest podcast we've done in a long time. Mm-hmm. I'll be very curious to find out how many people stuck with us till the end of this
one.
Yeah.
We don't blame you. Don't worry about it.
But how can we measure that? What do we say at the end of this?
Let's see. You need to just post something on our Facebook page that just says, I don't know, done, or.
No, that's not as much fun. You got to, you know, we've said a lot of things. Mm-hmm. You know, we've said cunty and
okay,
the P-word,
then you just go. No, we can't say that.
No, we can't. I don't want to get people in trouble. Mm-mm, you know,
I have no idea.
What about if they say, what did we say about Carl everywhere?
Eye hole, you eye hole.
Thinking really hard.
I don't know.
Oh, how about this?
Okay.
Negan was all about breaking balls in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
So go to our Twitter. It's at Ranting Dead, or our Facebook, The Ranting Dead, and bust our balls.
Just
on
so
Facebook. Yeah, just bust our balls. Do whatever you want to say that busts our balls.
Yeah, yeah, because that's what guys do. Guys just bust their balls.
Guys bust balls.
Yeah, bust balls. You know? That's what they do. Okay.
Yeah. That's it.
Well, right. And hopefully we'll remember that's because otherwise we'll be going like, God, why is everybody busting our balls?
Yeah, why is everybody being so mean to us right now? Yeah, but thanks so much for joining us. We were glad to be back and do the full podcast discussion. We'll definitely be back to do it for next week's mid-season finale. Very excited about finding out what happens with Rick. Why has he got that face on again? Because
mm-hmm.
that's not the face we like to see with Ricky Grimes. Nope. And I'm not looking forward to that face, but well, hopefully there'll be some good stuff behind it. That's what I'm looking forward to.
I'm hoping it's a fake face.
Me too. I am hoping that's taken from like, I don't know.
No, I'm hoping he's trying to screw with Negan by having that scaredy face on.
That would be awesome.
I'm ready
to
see. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm ready to see the Rick turn.
Yeah,
that'll be great. You can email us. It's rantpocalypse@gmail.com. If for some reason I put this up on YouTube, which I might do, you can put a comment in the comment box down below about what you thought about this episode and what are your predictions for the season finale. So thanks so much for joining us. We hope you guys have a fantastic rest of your day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
I need $1.